Kakolos Bokato, we're just going to continue with the Alachot of Yamim Noraim of Rosh Hashanah Kippur. There was a beautiful Ramah in Mishnah Berurah that we learned yesterday that says as follows. This is in Siman Tachkuf Pe Aleph, Sif Aleph. The Ramah says, V'daktekul achzor achar shliach zibur yoter agun v'yoter gadol b'torah ma'asim. We have to look for a shliach zibur, for this is obviously talking about for the Yamim Noraim and also for the Slichot even. He says over here that is the most proper and the greatest in Torah ma'asim. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down, right, that it's, he says like this. He says that if right now all the people that are actually also helping the Shliach Tzibur also have to be very, very fitting. And somebody that knows that he's not fitting, it's better that he shouldn't be Shliach Tzibur, because if not, that's the first thing that they actually punish a person. They don't wait. Which means usually many Averot, many different types of sins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Azera Chapayim, he has as if to say long mercy on us, and he won't take retribution immediately. He says this is something that they come and they take immediately. However, yesterday was the first time that I saw the Lashon of the Chaya Adam. The Chaya Adam comes and he says like this. He says, Ra alaya ma'aser is very negative on me. The actions that I've seen Ma'amidim writing. He said they put three people right on Yamin Noraim, Ashtiach Sibur, that he's going to sing beautifully. He says, woe to the ears that they are listening to this. Because the Shliach Tzibur is Kavanah is only on the song and in singing beautifully, but not on the actual tefillah. And therefore he's being mevalbel dat ha-shomim. So he says he's making everyone even worse. So you have to annul such a minhag. And that's what's written also, that everyone that's Yireh Shemayim, they should actually tell the people as well. And that's also brought down in the Tanya Rabati. The Sefer Tanya, Siman Gimel, he says, Ashtiach Tzibur, that his actions are not fitting, he says, you have to replace him. He says, why the Shliach Tzibur is supposed to be Meratzeh between Israel and Aviyam Sheva Shemayim? He's like the intermediary between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore he has to be Tzadik V'yashar Naki B'chul Gufo, and not only on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur and the Ta'anit Tzibur, by that you have to do it. Even all the time also, the exact same thing. This is also brought down in the Or Zarua, Bechor Shor, and others as well. He says that obviously that's it's so important. This halakha, the Alku Yosef actually brings down, he says that if right now they're going to put a Shliach Tzibur which is not fitting, it's better to pray by yourselves. Which means that it's better not even to go to the Minyan. Why? Because the Shliach Tzibur has to be a person with Yirat Shamayim and with everything there. Now, it's not only the Shliach Tzibur, it's brought down in the Acharonim, whether it's the Piskei Tshuvot and others also, that it's also the people which are by the Shliach Tzibur, which means we know that always you have the two people beside the Shliach Tzibur, on the right and the left, they also have to have the same Yirat Shamayim, right? And they also have to be people which are fitting. And if not, then it's also, again, you're going to have a problem. So he says, if somebody comes and he sends his children to schools which are not fitting, which are not that religious, so he says, so he's pasul for being Shliach Tzibur. Then he brings down here also the Tokea B'Shofar. Not only it's the Shliach Tzibur and the people that are beside him, the people that are the ones that are doing Tokeat Shofar, he has to also have Yirat Shamayim and he has to be a Ben Torah. So he says, if right now the person that wants to be Tokea Shofar does not pray with the Tzibur the entire year, so he says, Tzarich L'Salko, which means sometimes you have people that they could be, that for example, Shachrit, they won't come to Tfiyah B'Tzibur. They'll do it at home. They'll come on Shabbatot, they'll come this. Or for example, they'll come for Shachrit, but Mincha Navid, they pray at home. So he says, somebody that doesn't come all the time to the Tefillah, they're not, Tzarich L'Salko, you have to remove him. They're not supposed to be there as being a Shliach Tzibur, or the Tokea B'Shofar, or any of these things as well. So he says, V'zeh Poresh Min HaTzibur, Nikra Rasha, he says, why? Tzkiat Shofar is like the Knisat HaKohen Gadol going inside of the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Right? Just like the Kohen Gadol comes inside of the Kodesh HaKodeshim, so too is Tzkiat Shofar. So he says, somebody that's separating from the Tzibur and not praying with the Tzibur, he's considered a Rasha, because he's not going to the Bet HaKnesset. So he says, so how could it be as if to say that he's going to, as if to say, represent the community, whether it is in the Shliach Tzibur or Tzkiat Shofar, or the ones which are beside the Shliach Tzibur, because he always has to be there with the Tzibur. So therefore, it's very, very important, right? Again, as we already mentioned, this concept that, again, we're very far away from this nowadays. Baruch Hashem, Achshira Dara. Nowadays, people realize the importance of what it is, right? Of getting a proper Shliach Tzibur, right? And a proper Bal Tokea and the people. But again, it is very, very important. Here in the Ramah, he didn't mention anything about the voice. The exact opposite. He doesn't mention one word about the voice. Everything has to do with Gadol B'Torah V'Yirat Shamayim. The voice is not even mentioned, because the voice is not the top on the list. The voice is actually on the bottom of the list. right? And that's why it's very, very important for us to remember, because again, the concept of the tefillot is that it should be accepted. It's not going to be as if, say, a circus that we're coming and we're just hearing beautiful voices, but there's no kavanot, right? That's not the purpose of Rosh Hashanah Kippur. The purpose of Rosh Hashanah Kippur is to pray, right, with kavanah, and to pray that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept our tefillot.